September 11th was a defining moment in our nation's history. Its impact has extended far beyond what we could have imagined at that time. As we near the 20th anniversary of the 9/11 attacks, WUWM has been looking at the many ways the events of that day have shaped the last two decades. Many people remember the images of that day. Some of us remember watching it in real time, experiencing these events in a way that hadn't been possible previously. UW-Milwaukee professor Richard Grusin says that coverage has fundamentally impacted news media, our perspective on news, and the ways we engage with it. Grusin joins Lake Effect's Joy Powers to talk about it.
As we look back at September 11th, 2001, what was the state of the world like at that time?
My work is in media theory. And so from my perspective, I look at 9/11, and I did look at 9/11 as a global media event. And one way to understand what's distinctive about 9/11 as a media event is to think about 9/11 in relation to what had happened before it. The end of the 20th century was a moment of extreme digitization, extreme enthusiasm for the new digital media that had been emerging. And there was a lot of utopian desire about what these media could do, the fact that we could talk to somebody across the world in real time, for example, was really exciting to people at that point. So the immediacy of these digital networked media was quite exciting. And these new media were concerned with what I called remediating earlier media forms. So one of the things that happened at the end of the 90s is that old media like print, photography, and so forth were digitized, were put into new media forms. And that's what I've called remediation. And so you saw a kind of combination in the media sphere at the end of the 20th century of a kind of excitement about the immediacy of global connectivity and a concern with remediating older media forms, making them new again in a digital format. That media logic came to really its culmination in a really terrifying way, because what happened on 9/11 in the attacks on the Twin Towers in particular was that the entire world was able to watch the second plane come in to the second tower, watch the first tower on fire, watch these towers collapse. And this event was televised, it was streamed on the internet across the world. And so people were glued to their media screens in horror, in shock. And so 9/11 was both a culmination of the enthusiasm of this digital explosion that had been happening in the 90s and a kind of terrifying example of what could happen when something like a huge terrorist attack occurred. So to think about 9/11 in its context is, for me, to think about it in terms of its mediation.
I think, like a lot of people on this, you know, pretty big anniversary, I've been thinking about where I was at the time. And I remember sitting in my math class that day, and the teacher turned on the news because, like a lot of my classes, nothing was really happening. People were just watching this unfold. I think a lot of people who were glued to this media coverage remember just kind of the horror unfolding before them. And it's become this really traumatic moment in memory for so many people. How did that kind of instant coverage impact our view of these events moving forward?
So the way that I think it happened, well, there were a couple of ways it happened. First, I think the media, especially the news media, was really also shocked by this event, and shocked and caught unawares and caught by surprise. So the liveness and the instantaneity of watching these events on your screens, watching them happen, that shock surprised the media and surprised, I think, the public, so that all of a sudden the idea that you could see something across the world in real time, which before seemed so exciting, now seemed fairly terrifying. So what happened as a result is that news media began to shift their focus from covering the past or covering the immediate present to pre-mediating the future, so that we would not be caught off guard or shocked in the way that we had been then. And so if you look at news today, and if you think about the news, whether newspaper, cable television, or news online, much of the focus is no longer simply on what had happened the day before or what is happening immediately live now, but actually on what is about to happen in the future. So CNN now comes in from their commercial breaks, from every commercial break, comes in with breaking news. And breaking news is not about something that has happened. It's about what's about to happen. A wave is about to break on a shore. And so media coverage now focuses on and loves to focus on future events, on elections, on hurricanes, on the dangers of climate, the dangers of terrorism. So that after 9/11, what we had was a sort of onslaught of media stories that were preparing us for possible disasters that might happen, so that the public would not have to re-experience the kind of trauma that you were talking about, the kind of shock that we all went through. And this is related to a shift in news, for example, from print, which was always about the past, to television, which at best was about the immediate live coverage, to now digital media, which is about trends and tendencies and predicting what might happen. And so I think that that's one of the really major shifts that we saw as a result of this traumatic experience.
So much has changed in the last 20 years as a result of 9/11. Obviously, we're watching what's happening in Afghanistan right now, and we can obviously see the impact of 9/11 on Afghanistan, on Iraq, on our foreign policy in a variety of ways. But it's also impacted the way that we view news and the way that we engage in our culture in that way. How did 9/11 and the way that we were, many of us, glued to our televisions, glued to the news for months afterward, how did that impact our relationship with news?
9/11 and the shock of it and then the fear of something like that happening again did bring us even closer to our media devices, not just to the traditional news on television or in a newspaper, but actually increasingly to news on social media. And one of the things to remember, which I think is always a surprise when I tell my students, is that when 9/11 happened, there were no smartphones, there was no Facebook, there was no YouTube, no Twitter. Amazon itself didn't even make a profit until the last quarter of 2001. So Facebook was created in 2004, YouTube in 2005, Twitter in 2006, and the first iPhone in 2007. So what all of those media platforms and other media platforms have done is to increase our attachment to our various screens. And those screens have multiplied. They're not simply desktop or laptop computers as they were in 2001, but their phones, their tablets, and the platforms that we are attached to are all platforms that keep us coming back, that are oriented towards the future, towards the next interaction. So that when you post on Facebook, what you're interested in is who liked it, who shared it, who commented on it. So the post is about generating new posts and new returns to Facebook. Twitter, the same thing. And now with commercial applications on things like Facebook, Twitter, and all of our social media, then we come back to what we might buy because our data is being tracked by these companies. And that tracking of data marks the second major impact of 9/11. And that impact is the intensification of the regime of securitization that existed in the late 90s, but that really went on steroids after 9/11. So we had the Patriot Act, we had the Office of Homeland Security was created, and then, of course, the War on Terror. And all of these political security regimes, security acts, all of these were about preempting future terrorist attacks. So again, the government also, in its forms of surveillance and its forms of security, was also oriented towards the future. It would collect data, but the aim of the data was to preempt another terrorist attack. And so these two things went together, because the more data that users and the public provided to companies and to security agencies, provided on Facebook, provided on Twitter, provided with your phones, which tracked your movement through the GPS that's built into every phone, all of that was both a shift in our relationship to media that changed our everyday life, but also was a tool that was used by the state, by security agencies, in order to identify, track, and stop another 9/11.
Well, Richard, thank you so much for joining us here on Lake Effect and sharing your work.
My pleasure.
Richard Grusin is a distinguished professor at UW-Milwaukee, and he spoke with Lake Effect's Joy Powers. You can hear more interviews like this one by visiting the Lake Effect page at wuwm.com.